From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In Yemen, at least 43 people were killed, 100 others wounded near the city of Aden, and what officials said was shelling by Houthi rebels. Militia has been fighting for control of Aden in recent months as it clashed with forces loyal to the internationally recognized government. Houthi stoked internal political divisions in Yemen late last year, ultimately pushing the president out. UN Security Council expected to give its approval today to the agreement Iran and a group of six world powers struck last week to limit the Iranian nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. President Obama's administration sent the deal to U.S. lawmakers Sunday, setting off a 60-day review period. Some members of Congress are upset the U.N. will likely vote before Congress can review the agreement. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the world powers at the U.N. can do whatever they want.
It's presumptuous of some people to suspect that France, Russia, China, Germany, Britain ought to do what the Congress tells them to do. They have a right to have a vote. But we prevailed on them to delay the implementation of that vote out of respect for our Congress, so we wouldn't be jamming them.
U.S. lawmakers can choose to approve the deal or reject it and refuse to lift congressionally imposed sanctions against Iran. President Obama has said he would veto any rejection. And President Obama hosting Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari for a meeting today at the White House. With the threat posed by the Boko Haram militants expected to top the agenda, 4-day trip is Mr. Buhari's first visit to Washington since being elected in March and taking office in May in a rare peaceful transition of power. This is VOA News.